California singer-songwriter Brett Denon has a new CD out called So Much More. Denon's trio recently stopped by our studios and played some songs from the new record. He spoke with day-to-day music critic Christian Bordahl.
The first time you hear Brett Denon, it'll be his voice that stops you short and makes you pay attention. Brett is a big, tall guy from California farm country, but his voice is high and soft and sweet.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. And I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
His songs are soft too, mostly delicate 70s folk tunes with sensitive, earnest lyrics. But Denon's soulful vocal delivery and some sly, understated, funky grooves keep the whole thing from turning into Dan Fogelberg or Bread. Here's Brett with just bass and drums at a recent session we recorded at NPR West Studios.
People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath.
Brett Denon grew up in California's heartland.
Yeah, I grew up in a really small agricultural town called Oakdale, California. It's right in the heart of the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley of California. It's a little farm town. Lots of cowboys there. There's a rodeo there. There's a Hershey chocolate factory there.
But love will come and set me free.
Brett and his siblings were homeschooled.
It wasn't for religious reasons. It really wasn't for political reasons. I think we were just a homegrown, close-knit family when I was young.
Denon's upbringing shows through in the political idealism of some of his songs, like the song I Asked When.
So the idea is, all right, so we can build tall buildings, we can build bridges that stretch clear across the water. We can do all these things.
I saw bridges stretching out across the water, and towers pushing taller.
But still we don't have peace, still we don't have social justice, and it's just absurd to me. Why, if we can achieve all these other things, why can't we come together and work on achieving things for humans on a more human level?
I saw poisons pushed in the street, prescription pills mingling in the mezzanine with the whole wealth of doctors and pharmaceutical companies. Still poor people were dying from disease. And I asked when is a revolution.
When I listen to Brett Denon's new CD, I hear two different songwriting voices vying for primacy. On the one hand, there's the earnest, verbal, socially conscious Brett that owes a big debt to early Bob Dylan. And on the other hand, there's the looser, funkier, less pedantic Brett that's giving the groove a little more space to breathe. Now, those two sides of Denon's songwriting managed to come together and coexist on one of my favorite tracks on the record, She's Mine.
Devotees dance among the pantomimes on the promenade into a tabernacle on the lawn, but I don't follow because she's mine.
Christian Bordahl comes to us from member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Tunes from Brett Denon's album So Much More are available in digital form right now, and hard copies will be in stores next week. To hear more of the live session at NPR West Studios, go to our website, npr.org.
Midnight moved across the people's park, and I fled the fire like a spinning spark upon to a porch in the dark, and she was waiting right there for me. She knows that my hands are empty as I go past her mothers of envy, and I don't have to fumble in the dark for my keys. I believe she's mine.